Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Bubble Boy in the studio with me. We also have Jared the Diver Guy, Barry the Bugger, Vinny Two Tanks, and Pup the Scuba Cowboy, who's he's been on the road lately. He's been down in Curacao, and we haven't chatted with him for a while, but he is connected via the web today. Pup, how you doing, buddy?
I'm absolutely fantastic. You got the wrong country, but, you know, it's close.
Oh, wait, I said Curacao. You're in where?
Grenada.
Grenada, exactly. Yeah, yeah. That's what I, the Spice Grenada. Island. The Spice Island. Yeah, they had a little dive fest thing going on last week. Is that what it was or what? What was going
yeah,
on?
Yeah, it was kind of their second year. They're only the second year they've tried it. They're, you know, kind of starting small. It's only like 4 days long. I don't know what it was last year.
Yeah.
But basically they did a thing, you know, where like one day we went out and dove to just kind of scope out the reefs. One day we went out and dove to help remove trash and what have you off the reefs, you know, kind of an eco dive.
Right.
The other day we went out and slaughtered the lionfish. Of course, you know, I excelled at that.
I'm sure you did. Did you guys cook them up and have some lionfish ceviche there in Grenada
or what?
Exactly
what we had for the closing dinner was the lionfish that I killed. Yes, it was awesome.
Excellent. So you didn't get stabbed by any of them, though, like you did in Curacao last year, right?
No, I did not.
Good for you. You came away unscathed.
Well, so, you know, I'm still not giving that one to the fish. That was still on me. I kind of stabbed myself, so technically.
It happens. That's it. That just goes with the territory. If you take that risk of going after
them
things,
it's much easier for guys like you because you just miss them altogether. And then, you know,
lies! So, regardless, how many lionfish you think you grabbed? Did you count them or no?
Yeah, I did. We didn't have, the utensils on every single dive, you know?
Yeah.
But on the few, and honestly, a lot of the reefs on the regular spots, are, you know, they clean them out pretty good, but the areas where we went, where there was not a lot, I probably had about 20, 23, something like that.
All right. Well, there, I mean, per dive or you mean over the few days?
No, that was on a couple of dives. No, I probably got 50 for the week. Maybe.
Okay. All right. So you weren't keeping an exact count, but you got, you made a little dent in the, population.
Yeah, I always, you know me, I always do it, you know, to help the reefs out. But there wasn't, like I said, only in the areas where, like out at Twin Sisters over on Kariku, where there's, you know, it's very little traffic, was the only place we saw any of any size at all.
Well, now, Kariku is the sister island of Grenada. And last time we were there, I mean, I still remember it like it was yesterday. It was such a magical adventure that we had with the Scuba Radio crew back in the day. But we went over to Kariku, had some great diving. And that site that you're talking about, that was the Twin Sisters site?
Yes. And I got to tell you, buddy, oh my gosh, the visibility conditions were absolutely perfect the day that Jim and I got there. And literally, it was probably one of my top five dives. It was that good at Twin Sisters. There was no current at all that morning.
Yeah.
Not a bit.
Well,
I saw 8 to 10 pound lobsters just walking around like they were commonplace.
Like they own the place, huh? Yeah, I mean, stuff is protected. I think that's a protected site.
It is. That area is protected. And literally, the reef count was just insane. I'm about to throw a video out on Facebook. I've been working on one from the week, you know, to kind of help celebrate the dive festival. And, of course, you know, thank you for me allowed to be a part of it.
Sure.
But it was, yeah, I mean, you remember how good the schools were there.
Yeah,
but of course, being right out the edge of the deep water, it gets a little bit, you know, sometimes there's a little bit of current, but there wasn't any that morning. It was just, it was like when we went on Namana. Remember that one dive when we did out in Fiji where there was so much life, you just couldn't even believe it.
Sure. Like, right. Yeah. Right. But you know what? What stands out, obviously, that one dive site, I remember that vividly. And hearing you describe it again sounds like it's only gotten better over the years. But other thing about Carriacou, this sister island to Grenada, you go over there on the ferry, and I think they even told us, like, oh, you should have been here a few months ago. They were filming a Corona beer commercial. I mean, it's that picturesque, this island, just a little sand spit out there, and it just so beautiful. And then, you know, after we did, like, the Twin Sisters, or maybe it was before, I don't remember, but they took us over to the muck mud or something, some little bay where the crabs have digested all the stuff and created this mud bog that they use in spas. You know, like you go get a mud bath, and we did that with our crew of like eight, and literally covered everybody in this deep black mud. I mean, it was kind of shiny mud. And then they after they rubbed it all over us and we did it, you know, we helped, you know, we took a picture and they said, oh, by the way, that's crab poo you're covered in right now. They told us that after, but they said people pay big bucks for this. You didn't do that again, though, on this trip.
I did not get a chance to do it. We were only in Carriacou for 2 days.
Yeah.
But yes, I have been. It's been requested, as a matter of fact, by our host and hostess that I write a song about the mud bath. So I promised him I would.
Well, as you should. Because I mean, you do that, you come away looking like 10 years younger. And,
exactly.
You know.
So many other songs have been inspired there. As you know, your personal favorite song that was inspired by the one and only Greg the Dive Master, they all love that song again as well, too. You know what song I'm talking about.
Well. Which one are you talking about? Because there's been a few.
The one where you turned to me at 3 o'clock in the morning and said, "Hey, pup, I think I need to borrow your liver."
Yes. Well, that kind of goes back to that adventure in Grenada where they were serving us rocket fuel.
That's the one.
Yeah,
that's the one.
Or Jack Iron on Carriacou. I remember that vividly as well. The local moonshine rum type thing. I brought some back and then realized after I got back I wasn't supposed to have it on an airplane. But regardless,
you fueled the airplane with it. Actually,
yes, it gets you there faster in more ways than one. But yeah, you know, that was just a magical trip we had back in the day. So I'm glad you got back over there. It's on my list. Maybe we'll interface with those folks at the DEMA show. Are they coming out? What, Peter and Galinda?
There was already talk of of making it even bigger next year, and of course making Scuba Radio the MC of the whole thing. So.
Well, yeah, I understand for next year, but I mean, are all the vendors operators coming out to DEMA in Vegas next month? All right, cool. I will see them there. Yep. So, and obviously, in between all the diving, you were there to perform and play some music for everybody as the Scuba Cowboy and entertain them along those lines. I assume, is that right, Dare Pup?
That's exactly, and of course we just had a fantastic time.
Yeah,
bounced around to we stayed at True Blue Bay, and then Mount Cinnamon was the other place on Grenada, and then we stayed at that. I'm sure you remember that Mermaid Hotel over on Carriacou.
Well, there you go. Absolutely. Yeah. What about? Did you bring some? You didn't bring home any rum because I know you're not much of a drinker. What about that Grenada chocolate that they're famous for? Did you bring some of that back?
Tiff did manage to to
Mermaid Tiffany.
Onto some Grenadian chocolate. It's not even so much that, because I do love their rum, even though I'm not much of a rum drinker, but it's just the weight issue. You know how it's always so tight on my weight. So
right.
As far as getting stuff, because I'm so busy, you know, so full going down there. But everything was wonderful, and the excitement and the people getting involved and stuff, it was just overall a really, really great event. And I think they're heading in the right direction. Such great awareness from the people. You remember that the people get involved in all those things.
Well, true.
Understanding that, you know, the underwater world is a part of their tourism, and taking, you know, precious good care of it is important to all of them.
Well, they definitely value the dive sites that they have down there and spotlight them accordingly. You got the Bianca C, which is a highlight dive, which I assume you got out on that at least for a dive, didn't you? On the big wreck.
We did not get on the Bianca. I didn't
really
get on the Bianca. Now there was a couple of guys from Scuba Diver magazine and Diver magazine from the UK that I believe got on Bianca C. We did get on the brand new one. They had just sunk like 3 days earlier, and I'm not going to remember the name of it, but that used to be that Coast Guard cutter.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I heard about that. And what about the Sculpture Park? Did you get out there and see some of those things?
Yeah, the park again. Yep.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, some really key dive sites that they protect and promote. And, you know, the dive community has done a real good job at featuring those for people that visit the island. Then you have all the topside amenities and distractions that entertain even the worst landlubber that doesn't even want to get in the water. But, hey, talk about spending quality time on your surface interval. Didn't get much better than Grenada. And it's sister island, Carriacou. There you go. All right, more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Explore new places, make new friends, do cool things. With more than 70% of our planet covered in water, why limit your possibilities for happiness and enjoyment? Let the National Association of Underwater Instructors, NAUI, lead you in your quest for underwater exploration and entertainment. Visit a NAUI facility or locate a NAUI instructor near you at NAUI.org.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I used to watch you at the improv when I was starting out. Like, you made me laugh so hard because I had just started learning to scuba dive. You did that bit about scuba diving and how the whole point of the sport is not to die.
There's a fish, there's a rock, who cares, don't die.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to scuba diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Bubble Boy's in the studio with me. Also, we got Jerry the Diver Guy, Barry the Bugger, and Vinny Two Tanks connected via the web. Vinny is all excited because, well, not only is he was spending some quality time out on the water yesterday. I checked in with him on a Friday evening, and he was just kicking back, and I was like, gosh, I wish I was you. Because he was sitting on the back of the boat watching the sunset off the left coast of California there, living large. Is that right, Vinny?
It's 91 degrees today here.
Wow, is it really that warm, huh?
Yeah.
In your neck of the woods. Okay, all right. But you're excited about DEMA. We got the big DEMA show coming up here next month, just about a month away, and we got some big plans. I got to tell you, this week I made a lot of progress on what Scuba Radio is going to be doing at the event this year. And, you know, every time I've said this, I feel like a broken record. You know, 21 years we've been doing this show, and every time we do the DEMA show, we give away a ton of stuff to help warm up the crowd as they enter the exhibit show floor. And I always think, like, gosh, there is no way we're going to be able to, you know, do better than we did this year, because we get so much stuff to give away from our supporters, like Explore Ventures, you know, and all the sponsors that support the show throughout the year. They give me stuff to give away to everybody at the show. It's kind of like a way we give back to the industry. And the idea is that we're there to warm up the crowd before they enter the show floor. And we do that with a bunch of fun little giveaways and prizes and contests and things like that. But the prizes just get bigger and bigger and bigger. And we made some progress this week in that regard. And I got to tell you, it is going to be phenomenal as far as what we have to give away from our sponsors this year at the DEMA show in Vegas. It is going to be a real head turner, because not only are we going to have liveaboard trips from Explorer Ventures, we have some other things up our sleeve this year that I'm telling you what, there's going to be some really happy people that win some really, really cool stuff. I wish I could get in on this action. That's the only thing that kind of blows. I look at it and I'm like, I'm literally throwing out thousands of dollars of stuff. Dive gear related things and trips and all this stuff. It's really neat. And you know, it makes me feel good. I feel very fortunate to be in the like Santa Claus mode, to be able to make everybody, you know, bring Christmas a little early to the good little divers on my list there that help us out at the show. So it's going to be phenomenal this year. And we do have some fun contests. And we have talked about this a few weeks ago, like what we were going to do, which one was a life-size mermaid ring toss. And basically that was going to be, you know, we're going to take some of our Scuba Radio mermaids, which, by the way, one of them works out there in Las Vegas. She's like one of the lead dolphin trainers. She is the lead dolphin trainer, I believe, at the Mirage, at the Siegfried and Roy's dolphin experience. Mermaid Lacey, and she's threatening to join us at some point during the show, but she kind of works at this thing. She's got all, you know, she's way outgrown her mermaid tail and become a big player out there in Sin City. But she's going to join us. But basically, we got these huge rings like life floats, you know, tubes, and we're going to line up people out in the crowd, and you're going to win rings to be able to throw the ring out in the crowd. And if you ring a mermaid or a merman or whoever we have out there to stage, you're going to win something like a cool liveaboard trip from Explore Ventures and some other stuff. You might have to answer a few questions to earn your rings, so to speak, but it's going to be like a life-size ring toss game. And if that weren't enough, we, as Bubble Boy sees here in the studio, we're doing some R&D right now with the as we plan the Scuba Radio snorkel shoot. Now, what this is going to entail is basically, obviously, a snorkel. And, you know, the problem I have found is that we have these little Nerf bullet things, and we're going to stick that in a snorkel, and you're going to blow through your snorkel and aim at somebody like me or Bubble Boy or Jerry the Diver Guy or something. We'll have some target, but we'll basically, you know, be a snorkel blast. But the problem I'm finding is, like, we have all these dry snorkels. I don't want a dry snorkel. I have to have an open-end snorkel, and they hardly make these anymore. You know, what's up with that? Jerry, do you have any of these or what?
No, but you could probably find one at your local Walmart. It's just a J snorkel is all it is.
I do need some basic J snorkels, but even the cheap ones, they have these dry contraptions on the end of them now, and it's hard to find a crappy snorkel that'll work for this snorkel shoot.
Go to the dollar store.
You think that's where it is, Barry?
Yeah, I would try the dollar store.
Well, I'm gonna try to get enough of them. So when we
online right now, Walmart $7.95.
All right. So well, that's a lot of money. I don't want to blow that much.
That's beyond his budget there.
Exactly. Well, we have no budget for this. No, I'm thinking about being sanitarily responsible on this and giving everybody who participates in the snorkel shoot their own snorkel. Where they can, you know, stew in their own juices, as opposed to.
Well, here is one thing that's $199, and you get a bunch of them.
$200 for a bunch? I don't want that many, and I sure don't want to spend $200. Screw that noise.
It's a case of 25.
No, actually, what I need to do, we need to get one of the equipment sponsors to see if they can hook us up with snorkels. But I don't know if they make any of the cheap things like that. Yeah. That's going to be so. If you know, if any of you equipment people,
in other
are
words, bring
right
your
now,
own snorkel.
No, don't bring. We'll get some somewhere. I have a few tricks up my sleeve, or friends in the industry that might be there that say, hey, look, for we want to keep typhus down to a minimum this year at the DEMA show. I don't know if it's typhus or something you can get pick up from saliva, Bubble Boy.
Yeah, hoof and mouth disease.
Yeah, one of those.
There'll be enough alcohol flowing anyway, so.
Well, that's true. We could douse the mouthpieces in booze. All right, you're next. Okay, here we go. Okay. And then they blow the Nerf bullet through the air and get Jerry the Diver Guy right between the eyes. 10 Greg. Points.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Yeah. So,
Greg, yes. You could also try Party City. They may have that, especially for Halloween.
Well, okay. Well, we don't want a party favor. We want a real snorkel. Come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, but I mean, that's where you may find an inexpensive snorkel.
Okay. Well, we could look there for sure. But yeah, I mean,
I'll go to the China Bazaar.
Yeah, or the China Bazaar, maybe. That could happen.
Wait a minute.
I think we can find somebody there at the DEMA show. One of the manufacturers surely have some cheap snorkels that we can borrow, I would hope. You know, because like I said, these Nerf bullets, the thing is, we got to make sure they fit in the snorkel, too. It was either that or we're going to use some kind of liquid goo that they use like on Nickelodeon and spray goo all over. We figured that'd create such a mess. Clean up an aisle 10. No, that wouldn't go over well.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Bubble Boy's in the studio with me. Jerry the Diver Guy. Barry the Bugger. And also Vinny Two Tanks connected via the web. All right, so this is a question or a comment for Barry the Bugger. Barry, I got to ask. I know you love these webcams because he's always sending me, hey, man, check out the conditions there in South Florida. We can go catch them lobsters.
That's right.
Have you ever looked at the fish cam there in Deerfield Beach?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. Did you know that it had been struck by lightning and knocked offline 3 times in the last year?
Well.
Did you see that?
No, I haven't seen it, but I've heard about it happening because, you know, lightning strikes hit waters all the time. And, you know, that's a big shock there.
Yeah, well, of course. And evidently it's fried the camera or knocked them offline several times. But it's become pretty popular, this underwater webcam, to see the fish there at the pier at Deerfield Beach. And so I guess the city commission or council has agreed to spend $29,000 on a lightning suppressor for the pier. And that, you know, nobody's been struck by lightning, I guess, but they figure, well, hey, worst case, it'll keep our webcam online.
But I'm a direct strike, nothing's going to suppress a direct strike. But if it's close, it may protect the camera.
Well, yeah, I mean, and that's what they're saying, because they said it's knocked the camera wacky, you know, 3 times. But the city is getting this $29,000 device. Installed to protect the city's streaming. Couldn't they just buy, it'd be cheaper just to buy a new camera every time, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I mean, if it only happens 3 times a year.
Jeez. Oh, for a metal pole?
What if they just put up a lightning rod?
I think that's what it is. It's just a $29,000, you know, lightning rod. It's top government work at its best. You know, they know how to spend our tax dollars, don't they?
Yeah. I found you your goggles and your
how much?
$1.94.
Okay, yeah, put him on the city council. He might be able to get them down on that lightning rod price. Good job, Dave. More coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hey, look here. Every once in a while, okay, there's a technological breakthrough, all right? It's what we call in the business a game changer. They got these things today, I'm telling you. You can go deep sea diving with one, okay? First, there was the clapper. You got the slap chop, George Foreman grill. Then you got this little baby right here, okay?
It tells you all the stuff about the oxygen content in your tank.
If I'd have had this thing back in high school,
the depth, okay, that you can go.
You talking about do some math.
That watch does it?
No, this thing here only costs $25. It's a calculator.
He's a high-tech diver, underwater man of mystery, a genuine survivor, with all the latest dive technology.
That's me, Greg the Dive Master, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Bubble Boy in the studio with me. Barry the Bugger, Vinny Two Tanks, and Jerry the Diver Guy connected via the web. Also, we are on Facebook Live today. Little shout out to, let's see, Joseph is on the chat room there. Thanks for checking out. He says, great show. I'm sure he's not listening to us, but we thank him just the same. Oh, Big Wave Dave is in on Facebook Live today. Dave, how you doing, man? Give me a call. We'll get you back on and find out what's going on with the Go Dive Now pool. And I'm sure I'll be seeing him at the DEMA show next week. So you can chime in there at Facebook Live as well and join the peanut gallery. All right, so I've got another story here I want to throw out to the gang and see how what they think about this. Actually, I got to thank Chris, who's on Facebook Live as well. He alerted this new competition thing to me. And I've seen these over the years. You know, we've been doing this show for 21 years, and there's been efforts like this in the past to create a scuba diving competition. And I guess there's a group trying to do it again. I don't know who this is exactly. Could be the same folks that I saw doing this before. I don't know. But they're calling it the Master Diver International Challenge. And they're looking to film a reality TV show. And they're looking for contestants, like 32 divers, to compete in Utila and go through this rigmarole thing. And they'll tape it and maybe turn it into an underwater survivor. I mean, you know, look, that might be a little ambitious on, trying to make this a reality as far as the TV show side of it. But, hey, I'll give anybody credit for trying something, okay? But I will say they've narrowed the contestants down pretty crazily. And I don't know what you guys think about this, but you tell me. So they're looking for 32 divers from around the world to compete in this reality TV competition series. But the contestants, they can't be great divers. They're like beginner divers. So you have to have at least 30 dives, but you can't have more than 60 or something. And I'm like, what? Why would you limit it that way? And they're going to put them through specific training, and then they're going to have these different courses, I guess. But I don't know. It just sounds a little strange that they're looking for someone that has dove at least 30 times, but not more than 60. Isn't
well,
that really?
That way they're comfortable in the water, but they're not. You know how you dive and you can just hover there like a fish? You're so comfortable in the water, it's your second nature?
Yeah.
Well, between 30 and 60 dives, some people are still, you know, they're still, their mind is still going too fast, where they're not that comfortable yet.
Right. So maybe that's what they're looking for. Well, I agree. And they're going to put them through some training and stuff like that. But I don't know why you would limit it to 60. I mean, 30 dives, definitely not, you know, that nowhere comes close to being a expert diver by any stretch of the imagination, as far as I'm concerned. But I don't know why you would limit it to 60. I mean, you know, it's like, okay, we don't want someone who's been like a dive professional, maybe, which I understand. But I would take it out at least to like 100 or a couple hundred, you know, or something like that. And but just making it 60, that seems a little low to me. I mean, you're a very small window of people they're looking for. And I don't know. It just, maybe there's something I'm not getting this. What about you, Jerry? You're a dive instructor. Do you see the conundrum that I see in this effort or no?
I do see what you're talking about. It's why they need to open it to at least 100 dives.
I would think. I mean,
it would make things safer too.
Well, yeah, and they talk about, it says something like they're going to go through this training process so we make them safe. That's why they want to at least have some basics down as having 30 dives down under your belt, which that makes sense, a minimum, but I'm not sure I agree with the maximum side of things. But, hey, I guess they want to try to keep the plane filled level amongst the 32 divers. But if you do go through this, you know that, you know, it's, you're going to be crowned the master diver, and I don't know if that's going to have a lot of panache to the title if you find out, oh well, these people only have like 60 dives under their belt or something. You know, it'll be the best diver of the group. You know, and so I don't know. But look, I'm not poo-pooing the idea. Anything to draw attention to make people go diving, and whether it's a competition or whatever, great. And I don't know if that'd turn into a great Survivor type TV show. I don't know. Would you watch that, Jerry?
Oh, I would watch it and check it out, but yeah. I don't know how good it would be.
Yeah. You know, they can't really talk underwater, so it's going to have to be all on the surface interval. I'm talking smack like, hey, I'm a better diver than you. You can suck it, loser. You know, if you get some of that kind of dynamic going back and forth, you know, like the Housewives of Atlanta meets Survivor or something, maybe you got something. I don't know. But see, I'm a reality TV junkie. So I do like the idea in general, but I'm not sure if you're going to get that. And us divers, we're too nice to each other, always trying to help our fellow diver, not necessarily compete with them. You know what I mean? So
how many episodes is this supposed to be then?
Well,
how many do they cut from each episode?
I have no idea. I mean, yeah. They're just calling for contestants right now. Would you do that, Barry? Would you compete in something like that if you could get out to Utila for a few weeks and participate?
If I could do that, yeah, that would be interesting. But I have more than 60 dives under my belt.
That's right. But, I don't know. Maybe we just do our own scuba radio.
How would they know how many dives you have?
That's a good point. Oh. That's right. How do you know? Someone's just going to say, oh, I lost my logbook. Yeah, I don't have more than 60 dives.
What's a logbook?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You're kind of going on the, the honor system there. And, you know, divers are just a step above fishermen as far as lying and stuff like that. So,
at least one diver we know.
Yeah. And that would be Barry. I don't know. But I do like the idea in general. I mean, I think we need more TV-type stuff out there. Which brings me to the next element that I want to throw out there to the crew. DEMA, you know, is next month in Las Vegas. And they have this new award. They just started it last year, I believe, was the first one. Either last year or the year before. Which
I think it's last year when it started.
The Wavemaker Award?
Yes.
Yeah. So they have four people that have been nominated for this Wavemaker Award. And these are people that are relatively new to the industry and are going to be recognized. One of them is going to be the winner, and they're doing a vote amongst these four people. But they're going to be recognized for their contribution to what they've already done for the industry or where they're leading. And the idea is to encourage more people to get in and make a difference from a diving perspective. And I have looked at the videos. They got four very nice qualified individuals that members can vote on right now. I haven't made my vote yet, but I watched their little submission video. All of them are very capable and should be recognized in some capacity for sure for what they've done so far. But it's interesting. I hear a lot of the same thing from a lot from not just them, but anybody who's relatively new to the industry, and they think that the way to grow our sport is through the children. We have to appeal to the children and bring the children and get them excited about diving. And that's what's going to make a difference in this industry, to make it bigger and better and da da da. And I don't disagree with that. But I'm not so sure I buy into that overall concept either. Because, if you listen to this show, we're not exactly a radio show for children. I mean, I'm not a child, despite the fact that I have the comments and comedic elements of a 10-year-old, yes. But the thing I like about diving is that it's fun. And I've always said this from day one of doing this show, that when it comes to sharing our sport and what we love to do as divers, we're sharing a lifestyle, a love of diving that is just plain fun, exciting, cool to be a part of this club. And we'll continue this conversation next on the other side. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio. Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I would like to extend to you an invitation to the party.
We're going to have some fun without a dive.
At the party, scuba party.
Now don't stay behind. Don't get left out.
At the party, scuba party.
Now the scuba party is here and it's here to stay.
Party,
if you want some fun, that's the only way.
At the party, scuba party.
We're gonna dive in and swim all about, move around just like the truck. Now at the party, a big, big party.
Yes, it's a party here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, Bubble Boy, in the studio with me, Jerry the Diver Guy, Barry the Boater, Vinny Two Tanks rounding out the crew online. All right, so, this Wavemaker Award that Dima Show will announce next month in Vegas, I think is a very cool thing to recognize people that are trying to make a difference, especially the up-and-comers, the new kids on the block in the dive industry, and they should be recognized accordingly. But what do we need to do as divers to help promote what we enjoy to our friends? What can you do, and what do you focus on? Is it all about the kids? I hear that all the time, especially from a lot of my industry friends. Like, oh, we got to get the kids. We got to get the kids because they're the future. And you know what? They are. I totally understand that. But I've heard it for literally 20 plus years. And I'm not so sure that just, you know, worrying about the kids is the main thing. Scuba diving to me is just plain fun. You know, I don't get into diving because, you know, there's pretty fish and I want to save the planet and all that kind of stuff. Look, that comes after you jump in the water and go, oh my gosh, I am underwater and I'm looking around. I'm in the middle of an aquarium or something and like, I can't believe I'm here. You know, it is one of the coolest feelings on the planet. And I think most divers can relate to that experience, especially your first time jumping in the water. Bubble Boy, are you with me?
Oh, yeah.
What do you think, Jerry the Diver Guy?
I'm 100% with you.
Yeah. So, you know, I've always said that when we're sharing our sport with our land-loving friends, and the way to entice them to get in the water to experience is just to listen to your stories, to listen to hear how excited you are about it. Because if they see you having so much fun, they might think, you know, this whole diving thing, maybe I do want to belong to this little club. And honestly, that is the has been the foundation of Scuba Radio for 21 plus years. I focus on the fun. I don't necessarily focus on the diving, because it is just too much fun. And that's what people want to have. Like I said, all the other stuff, whether it's environmental things or reaching out to kids and giving them something to do other than look at their phones all day, I'm totally down with that. Don't get me wrong. I love that idea. But let's not forget that the main reason, at least for me, and I don't think I'm alone here, that we get into scuba diving in the first place is because it is just too much fun.
Yeah, but what was the thing that first got you interested in it? My thing was the undersea world of Jacques Cousteau.
What inspired you? Yeah. Sure.
Inspired you. And now think about this. What about getting teachers, especially science teachers, certified during their summer breaks, maybe giving them a special deal where they become certified, then they go back to their students and tell them the stories of what goes on.
Well, I agree. Once again, it goes back to sharing your stories.
But that's what gets most of the people excited when they get older. They say, oh, yeah, I want to try this.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. I absolutely agree with that. And, you know, different mediums, whether it's radio, TV, video, pictures, whatever. I mean, whatever you can do to entice people is great to get them in the water. But once they get in the water and have that experience, I think you got them. I think they're hooked. And if there's nothing keeping them from getting in the water physically, or you eliminate the barriers as far as the difficulty to go through a certification class or, you know, swimming skills and things like that. You know, as we all know, as much as I like to say I'm a superhuman because I am a scuba diver, it's pretty easy to be one of me. I mean, I ain't going to lie. But that ain't going to keep me from building myself up and saying like, hey, I am kind of a big deal because I am a diver. You can do it too. You know, don't think you can't do that. But I mean, look at me. I did it. Why can't you do it? And but the thing is, it is kind of a superhuman power. When you talk to your non-diving friends, most people I speak to that are not scuba divers, they think, oh my gosh, you dive in the ocean with sharks and da da da. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm kind of I know. You look at me like I am Tony Stark at nothing on me. I mean, you know, Aquaman, yeah, we're buds. Barry's very jealous right now. Yeah. But
Barry's Aquaman.
Yeah. But
Aquaman.
Do you see what I'm saying, though? I mean, but we do it because we love it and because it is just so much fun. And then,
so take your friends snorkeling to get them used to being in the water to see what it looks like.
Yeah, or at least share your story. If you just share, you know, your latest dive with even a non-diving friend, and if you're telling them the truth, which is like, hey, man, you should have seen this. I was down on a wreck, and this grouper came right up to me, swam right up to my face, and he sat there and like looked at me weird, and I reached my hand out, and like he let me tickle his stomach, and then he kind of turned on his side like, oh, yeah, that's it right there. That really happened to me on one of my first dives in the Cayman Islands.
And that's why you can't eat grouper to this day.
That is true. I may have it every once in a while. But for the most part, I don't eat them. Yeah. But yeah, I'm just saying, share your story. I think that's all you got to do, because you're having fun and people will see that. And that's kind of the basis of our goofy little radio show. So take it for what it's worth. Are we wave makers? I don't know. We're just God-loving divers. You know, we'll leave it at that for this week. Till next time, remember, it is always better. Where, gang?
Downwards.
Safe diving, everyone.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.